This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Friday, the USDA will publish its acreage and quarterly grain stocks reports at 11 a.m. Will the reports be in line with industry expectations, or will there be any surprises included in the data on Friday? Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net, says that the acreage numbers will be the most interesting data available in the report.
The headline is going to be the acres. The average trade guess, plain and simple, is about 300,000 more corn acres. The bean acres in March were projected at 86.5. The guess is 86.75. Our group is a little bit more aggressive. I think the numbers could be a little bit higher. I think the wild card is going to be how the actual gross numbers lay out.
While the acreage report will draw the most attention, the quarterly grain stocks report also should answer a lot of questions about corn inventory.
On the stocks number, I'm kind of watching the corn number. We do know the number is going to be bigger than a year ago because of last year's crop, but we've seen some very strong basis moves in parts of the country right now. So maybe that's hinting at maybe last year's crop's a little bit smaller than what the trade's thinking. So those are the two, I think, bullet points you got to watch for on Friday.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. You are listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. It's time now for our featured content from ADM.
Sign up is open now for you for the ADM Regenerations Program to improve your operations sustainability. According to Good Iowa Ag Matters advocate Bill Gunther,
you're number two here in Iowa for the Regenerations Program. We have a combination of incentives to meet farmers where they are at in their operation, and some options for a variety of levels of adoption of practices like cover crops. Also, people are doing reduced tillage and have been scrutinizing their management of nitrogen over the previous years, trying to enter the metric of carbon intensity into the mix here and reward farmers that are scoring low in that metric. So we're offering incentives this year for cover crops, and we have a range of payments between $10 to $25 with some different qualifying factors there. There's options for early adopters and people who are new or recent to the practice.
You can find out more about how these offerings can benefit your farm at ADMRegenerations.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.